Hello.
Hello, this is Will from Pennsylvania Opinion Surveys. I'm looking to speak to Miss Perry.
This is she.
Miss Perry, I'm not selling anything, ma'am. I'm only conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you just a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Do you have a couple minutes to spare and answer a few questions, ma'am?
I'm sorry, you want to ask me a couple questions about the community?
About the community, yeah, and the city of Pennsylvania, yep.
Okay.
Okay, does anyone in your household work for news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television, ma'am?
No.
Thank you, ma'am. Are you at least of age and registered to vote in Pennsylvania?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank
Way
you.
Over.
If you don't mind me asking, ma'am, how old are you? What is your age?
46.
Thank you. And just to be sure we are representing everybody, ma'am, may I ask your race? Do you identify as white, Caucasian, black, African American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Native American, American Indian, mixed?
What does that matter? I represent as Italian American.
Okay, thank you so much. I know it's still a few weeks away, but what are the chances that you will vote in November 7th general elections for mayor of Philadelphia and local offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you will not vote?
Yeah, I'll definitely vote.
Thank you so much. Please rate the level of motivation for voting in this next year's election for mayor in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated and 10 means that you are extremely motivated.
I vote every election, but I'm extra motivated because everything's going to shit.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Thank you so much. And generally speaking, how closely would you say you have been following news and information about the upcoming mayor's race and politics in Philadelphia at this point? Very closely, somewhat closely, not that closely, or not at all closely?
I don't watch the television news. I do my own research because I don't believe anything that they put on television. They spin
okay.
Everything the way that they want you to hear it. So I research the candidates on my own.
Okay.
So
thank
I don't
you
know
so
if
much.
That's
so
what you meant.
I think you mean not that closely or not at all closely because you do your own research, correct?
Yeah, I don't pay attention to what people say about them in the news. I don't just blindly
okay.
watch, you know, commercials and be like, oh, that person sounds like a great person. No.
I understand. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
I'm a registered Republican, and
okay,
I live in a city of Democrats, but I
okay.
usually vote for the person that I believe is most likely to get the job done at hand. Right now, we have an epidemic of crime and drugs.
Yep.
My daughter
needed
to drive to high school her last 2 years because the buses, people were getting raped and sexually harassed and assaulted on the busing system. And we paid money. We paid money, tax, like not tax dollars. I mean, we paid tuition for her to have a chartered bus. And the chartered buses wouldn't stop. So not only am I paying tax dollars for the public school kids, I paid private money and worked my ass off so that my daughter can go to a Catholic school. And she still almost got carjacked twice. So,
I'm
and besides that, there's open-air drug markets. It's not your fault. You're just asking. So, in my opinion right now, I think the only way to go is to turn everything around and to vote red all the way down the ballot because Democrats haven't done it.
Most definitely.
So,
you think of yourself as a strong Democrat or not a strong Democrat?
No, I'm a very strong Republican right now.
Okay, very strong Republican. Thank you. Thinking about the direction the city of Philadelphia is headed in, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the city of Philadelphia is headed?
I'm not satisfied at all. So I guess that would be very dissatisfied. Everybody
okay.
should know everybody's name. Not like that. I'm third generation here. This is
okay.
not the city I grew up in.
Thank you. Thank you, ma'am. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way the city council is doing its job?
I really disapprove. I mean, think about this. Took the Rizzo statue down, made comments, especially the mayor, made comments on TV. If it was Cousin Guido and Cousin Vito sneaking over the border, no one would mind. That isn't a hateful thing to say? Yeah, it really was. If I wasn't married to someone who was Irish, I would think, oh, all Irish people are like that? He's divisive and inciting hate by saying that. They took the Rizzo statue down. They took the Columbus statues down.
I understand, ma'am.
They told the police during the riots that they just had to stand, like, I have family who are police officers. The police had to stand down. So I got to watch a bunch of people take whatever they wanted, and my family members and my neighbors had to do patrols so that our stores wouldn't get broken into. That's ridiculous.
Wow. So in your opinion, thank you, ma'am. So in your opinion, will you say crime and violence in your area of Philadelphia is getting worse, staying about the same, the same as being for years?
It's worse. I had three cars stolen in 2 years.
Okay.
And my daughter was claiming her friend's parents' car was stolen this morning.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. And in your opinion, are economic conditions in Philadelphia getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
I don't know if I can blame Philadelphia for that, or even Pennsylvania. Let's face it, the White House I don't even want to call it the White House anymore. It's like a shadow government. It's the whole nation.
Okay, and generally speaking, how would you rate the overall quality of city services in Philadelphia? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I'll give you an example. I'm staring at a box right now that the trash people would not take away. Last trash day, my husband actually ran after the trash truck because they just left three bags on the street. Why?
Wow.
I don't know. I actually cut up my boxes and put them in the recycle bin. I do everything I'm supposed to do.
Okay.
I don't know.
So I
do 311 for neighbors that break walls. It's very poor. There's scumbags living on this block that are causing issues and they don't come out. Or they tell me to wait 30 days.
And how would you rate the Philadelphia Police Department? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Okay. Well, like I said, it depends, because the police department, they're given orders, you know, from a higher up. Now, the interim guy, Outlaw, was, I think, too soft. The interim guy seems like he wants to do more, but I can't make assessments on the officers individually. I think they want to do their job, but I don't know that they're allowed to. I apologize.
Thank you.
Have a great night. Thank you.
So
I apologize
would you say
for that.
Just fair? No worries. I understand. Thank you, ma'am, for taking time to talk to me.
Well, like I said, this is my life and my kids' life, and we actually, for the first time in, like I said, three generations, consider moving out of our neighborhood. I don't think it's the police officer's fault. I think it's the higher ups. So the police officers I've come in contact with are good.
Good. Okay.
They're good.
Thank you. Now, thinking about parks and green space in Philadelphia, do you think there's currently enough, not too much, or just about the right amount of parks and green space for recreation in the city of Philadelphia?
I don't know. You know what? My daughter, she's going to be 20, so I haven't paid as much attention to that recently. We do live across from a playground at, I'll say this, when I didn't live across from the playground, I missed it because I open my door every day and I get to see the big field and it's refreshing, you know what I mean? I like to have space where kids can go and run and have open space because we don't have that in our backyard. I don't know the number anymore or anything like that.
Okay.
So I can't say if you have enough.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. I really appreciate your opinion. I'm going to read to you a list of issues and concerns. Some others in Philadelphia say they want their next mayor to be focused on. Which of the following you want the next mayor to be most focused on? Cleaning up trash and illegal dumping, improving the city K-12 public school system, addressing homelessness, fixing roads and repairing potholes, creating more quality affordable housing, rooting out corruption in the city government, bringing more jobs and greater economic development to all parts of the city, reforming the police department and ending police harassment and racial profiling, reducing taxes, reducing violent crime in the city, addressing juvenile delinquency, addressing the opioid epidemic in neighborhoods like Kensington.
I live right near Kensington. The opioid epidemic is horrible, but they're addressing it all wrong. I don't agree the way they're addressing it. So, you know, it's an oxymoron to say safe injection site. You don't know what the hell's in that bag. That's stupid. If they're putting more resources into getting people into, I have family members who suffer from addiction. If we're putting resources into getting those people into rehab centers, I'm all for it. But not these fucking safe injection sites. That's stupid. No one's going to go there. It's so dumb. I think that the racial profiling, I'll tell you what, I've been pulled over numerous times. One time I had a gun pulled on me. I was pat down by a male police officer. Wow. I am Italian American, like I told you. Sometimes I'm mistaken for Hispanic. Afterwards, they explained why. They were in a car that matched my car description, that was stolen, that had guns, that had they used the word weapons. And drugs in it. I can't fault them for doing that. And I don't think there was a racial issue for that. I don't. And I had the same talk with my daughter that I'm sure every person of any color has with their child. When a police officer stops you, you keep your hands on the wheel. I don't see that. You know what I mean? Okay. My daughter's been pulled over. I've been pulled over. I think the worst thing is corruption. I think we need more, especially in government. Look at Krasner. So I think we need definitely more people. We just need more people to get involved in taking care of their kids. Delinquency you mentioned. I taught in public school. I taught in Catholic school. There's parents that you can call them for days, and they don't care if their kids are at school or not. So you're not going to better a public school unless the parents care.
So improving the city. No, definitely. So improving the city's K-12 public school system, that's a priority for you, correct?
Well, like I said, you can't do it unless the parents are involved.
Okay.
There's no way to do it. The only way a parent would come to school, and I'm telling you from experience, is if the kid's cell phone got taken away.
Okay.
I swear to God. So how are you going to improve that school?
Okay.
You can't.
So readdressing.
No, I don't think more money should go to the schools. I think we need more resources for drug addiction. I think we need more resources for quality of life,
Thank you so much.
For improving crime in the neighborhoods. We need people.
Okay.
We need more cops walking the beat like they did years
crime.
Ago. Exactly.
Thank you so much. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings for some people in some organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number between 0 and 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. David O, 0 to 100.
I don't know. He's somewhere, I guess I would say like 80-ish, 80 and 80.
Okay. What about the Democratic Party?
In general?
In general, yeah. Generally speaking.
0.
0, okay. What about the Working Families Party?
I really don't know much about them, but what I do know and what I've heard about them, it wouldn't be too favorable.
Okay, I understand. What about Dwight Evans?
Oh, my gosh. I know the name, but I don't want to make a I'm not going to make guess because.
No problem.
That would be wrong.
What about Jim Kenney?
Jim Kenney, the mayor?
Mm-hmm.
Zero. Zero.
Okay. What about our president? What about our president, Joe Biden?
I'm surprised you have to ask. How were you doing 4 years ago, and how are you doing today?
Oh,
are you afraid?
Please, please,
you know?
Please don't make me tell
you. Okay, I'm just saying. Can you understand why I'm getting so hyped when you ask these questions?
Because
I was ready to eat dinner before you called. So I'm not trying to be mad at you, but 4 years ago, I had more money in the bank. 4 years ago, I wasn't worried about my door getting fucking drafted. You understand?
Okay.
4 years ago, there weren't two wars going on at the same time. So how do you think I feel about Joe Biden? If I can go lower than zero, I go lower than zero.
Okay, thank you. What about Josh Shapiro?
Josh Shapiro from Pennsylvania?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's some good things he does, and there's some bad things he does. I don't want to say, I guess he's like a 50-50 or a 40-60 maybe.
40-60, okay. What about Sherelle Parker?
I know she taught, right? She was a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, she was.
I'm trying to kind of remember some stuff about her. Again, I don't want to rate someone that I can't remember everything about because that would not be fair. I wouldn't want someone to do that to me. So I don't want to, you know.
So you're going to give her like a 50 or?
Yeah, like I said, I can't remember that much about her. I'm only remembering a few things and I don't remember that much. So I don't want to rate her unfairly.
See,
you know?
Well, 50, it means you don't feel cold nor hot, nor favorable, nor unfavorable. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. That's fine.
I know it's still a few weeks away, but if the November 7th general elections for mayor of Philadelphia were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Sherelle Parker or Republican David O?
I have to wait and see. Honestly, I'm leaning towards David O.
Okay.
But like I said at the beginning of the call, I am right. I do consider myself a Republican, and more so, I used to be a moderate Republican, and I've become more conservative, especially over these past 4 years. But I would always vote for the person I thought would do the best job.
Mm-hmm.
I got to kind of hear more from both of them.
Okay. How certain are you that you are going to support David O? Very certain, fairly certain, just somewhat certain, or not at all certain?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, okay. Thank you. Next, I'd like to ask you about some qualities and some attributes that some people consider important in a mayor. We don't have time to talk about all the candidates, so we will choose one randomly. The candidate we would like to ask about is, let me see, Sherelle Parker. Other people will be asked about different candidates. Now, for each of the following statements, please tell me how much it applies to Sherelle Parker. Use a zero if you don't think it applies to Sherelle. A five if you think somewhat applies to Sherelle. And zero if you think it completely applies. I'm sorry, 10 if you think it completely applies to Sherelle Parker. You may use any number between 0 and 10. Number one, puts what's right above partisan politics, 0 to 10.
I mean, she says it, but I don't, you know, I don't know. I really don't know that. Like I said, I don't know that much about her.
Okay, no problem. What about has the right approach for policing and fighting crime?
Well, she did teach in a public school,
mm-hmm.
but I don't know what kind of teacher she was, you know?
Okay.
So if I knew her teaching style, I might be able to answer that better. I don't know. I really don't. Like I said, I really forget a lot of information that I've read about her.
No problem.
And
what about,
I apologize.
No worries at all. Thank you so much for your opinion. That don't know, it's also an opinion. What about, has the right approach to city budget and finances?
I don't know her background.
Mm-hmm.
If she has, the only thing I'd be able to say about her is that she would probably be good at multitasking from the background that I know of her. Yeah, that she, I don't know anything else really that much about her.
If you will have to rate her, what number would you give her? 0 to 10 on her right approach to city budget and finances. Just a random number, according to your
opinion.
I don't
know. I'll go with, 4.
4? Okay, no problem.
Yeah.
What about shares my values? Yours, of course. Shares your values.
Again, she says things that sound similar.
Like she does
to mine.
Similar, okay.
But what people say when they want to get elected and then what they do
mm-hmm.
is totally different.
Okay.
I mean, David O has at least held office. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You got to see some of the stuff he's done.
So based on what you have
I guess
heard,
we can say 5.
5, okay, no problem. What about in honesty and being trustworthy?
I don't know her. You know what I mean?
Okay.
She didn't get a chance to prove herself. You know what I mean? That's
okay.
The hard part.
Okay. Now, what about, according to her speech, bringing pride back to the city?
Well, if she's going to do that, she's going to need to be tough on crime. And she's
mm-hmm.
going to need to forget this whole idea of race dividing us because,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I have people of different races in my family. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And
yeah.
I think what's dividing us is the media and
mm-hmm.
what they want us to think, you know? And don't
okay.
get me wrong. Are there racists? Of course there are. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
in my opinion, I think there's a bigger mm-hmm. division between the classes, you know what I mean? Between
okay.
like the upper class and the middle class and like, the, you know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think there's
yeah,
a bigger division between them than,
mm-hmm.
I don't know that she'll be able to, it sounds great, you know, with the city
okay.
of neighborhoods, but
what about,
I don't know.
What about, is she inspiring if you had to grade her? Is she inspiring from 1 to 10?
Well, of course she is because she's
heard.
A teacher, you know? I mean,
okay.
and she knows how to do that. She knows how to speak
mm-hmm.
to the audience because when you're teaching,
okay.
you learn that. You learn how to adapt to your audience. So,
okay, so
what she
what
says
number
is going to sound inspiring.
Her?
I mean, like a 7, but keep in mind,
okay.
she's learned how to do that over the years. You
okay.
know what I mean?
Okay. Okay, next, we'd like to ask your opinion about some of the policies that Sherelle Parker says she wants to enact if she gets elected as the next mayor of Philadelphia. For each policy, please tell me whether you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose it. Sherelle is talking about making arrests for prostitution, especially in residential neighborhoods. Do you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose that?
I know that to be, I strongly support. And that's what I'm going to say. It's just, there's other factors, but I do support that.
Okay. Thank you. Now, she's also talking about making sure that schools and support opportunities remain open and available year-round from 7:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. for academic enrichment for young children and job and workforce training for high schoolers. This will also allow parents to work full-time without having to worry about child care for their school-age kids. Do you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose that?
I oppose that. It's going to make school like a punishment for kids, and she should know that.
Okay.
And kids are going to look at, That's what a lot of public schools are right now in Philadelphia. They're friggin' daycares.
Okay. I mean, so you strongly oppose it or somewhat oppose it?
I do. I oppose it. And who's going to pay for it?
Okay.
The taxpayers.
Of course. So you strongly oppose it.
And why do I have to pay a tax? And that's the question I would ask her. Why should I have to pay a school tax in addition to property tax if I never used a public school?
Okay. Now, she's also talking about making arrests for crimes like openly injecting illegal drugs or being visible high and incapacitated in public or SEPTA.
That's two different things, being visibly high and openly injecting drugs. Two different things, totally. I have lupus. When I have a flare, I look like I'm high. You're going to arrest me because I'm having a fucking lupus flare-up? That's two totally different things. You can't make a blanket statement like that. So do I, yes, I support arresting people that are openly injecting, of course. I find needles on my street all the time. And you know how hard it is to pick them up without trying to get pinched with it? And God knows what? So of course I support that.
Mm-hmm.
But how can you tell if someone's openly high? So I strongly support that, but the openly high part, you can't tell that. You don't have a test for that.
Yeah, that's a little trickier.
I mean, you could do a breathalyzer for someone that's drunk, but unless you're going to do some kind of new on the spot, you know, pee test or, you know what I mean? You're not going to be able to.
No, definitely. Okay, now, almost finishing now, I'm going to read to you some reasons others have given for why it's important to vote in the upcoming election for mayor. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it's a very convincing reason to vote, 5 means that it's somewhat convincing, and 0 means that it's not convincing at all to vote. This November, Philadelphia will elect its 100th mayor. Every previous mayor, all 99 of them, going back to the year 1691, have been men. This November, we have the historic opportunity to vote for change. We have the chance to elect Sherelle Parker as a Philadelphia first African-American woman mayor and the chance to turn our city in a new direction. But Sherelle Parker is more than just history. She's a former school teacher, city council member, and single mom who was born and raised in Philadelphia. She knows what it's like to live paycheck to paycheck in neighborhoods affected by violence and poverty. She will be a new voice fighting for change in a city that needs it. 0 to 10.
The last part, I'd give a 10 to. The first part, not so much. I like people to be judged on what they are, not their gender or the race,
Okay, thank you. Now, Sherelle Parker understands it's hard to feel good about your community and city when there's so much trash on the streets and dangerous abandoned buildings creating a sense of hopelessness. That's why, as mayor, Parker has a plan to hire thousands of people to keep the streets and sidewalks clean and ensure streets are well lit in every neighborhood. These new jobs will pay a living wage and teach skills to help people re-enter the workforce. Voting for Parker will clean up our streets and create jobs in the community while doing it. 0 to 10.
I'm sorry. The first thing that pops in my mind is my taxes just went up. Is that going to make them go up again? I can't. I mean, that sounds inspiring, but... I can't get behind it until I know all the facts. How's she hiring these new people? Where is the money coming from?
So
I can't get behind it.
So you will say somewhat convincing so far. Somewhat convincing or not at all?
Yeah, I'll say somewhat. I'll say somewhat.
Somewhat. Okay, thank you. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinion change. Let me ask you now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's upcoming elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote. 0 to 10.
I always vote, so definitely a 10. I will definitely vote.
Thank you. And once more, I know it's still a few weeks away, but if the November 7th general elections for mayor of Philadelphia were held today, for whom will you vote? Democrat Sherelle Parker or Republican David O?
I'm still leaning towards David O.
David O, okay, thank you. Like I said, these last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year's schooling that you have completed? 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate, bachelor's degree?
I have my master's.
Postgraduate. Master's? Okay, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner,
married, single,
separate, married? Okay. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household? Yes or no?
I have a daughter. She's 19.
Okay. Okay. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
I think, like I said, over these past 4 years, I've become more conservative. So I used to be moderate conservative. I think I'm more conservative now.
Okay, somewhat conservative then.
Sure.
Is that correct? Okay. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
No, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it, and I'm sorry to hear that things are so bad right now in Philadelphia.
It's not your fault.
I understand.
Like I said, it's been over years, you know what I mean? And it's just I actually moved back on the same block that I used to live on with my parents and moved next door to my parents after my mom had a stroke.
Okay.
And this block used to be a block where people wanted to live. And to see it now, it makes you want to – it's just a total – and I mean, I knew my husband since grade school, but we didn't start going out until, you know, high school. And he says the same thing, you know. And there's people who are moving in from other states that are gentrifying, and they think they're making things better, but they're not. They're making things harder for the people that lived here their whole lives. And people that my mom knows that are elderly are getting taxed out of their homes. So that's things that I've heard no one talk about. And I have a friend who's going to get married soon, and she can't even afford to buy a house in the neighborhood she grew up in.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Yeah, definitely. Things are chaotic. I know that. Yeah.
Like,
but it's all over.
I wouldn't
it's all
know
over
what
the U.S.
Do.
I understand.
It is. It
well,
is.
Well, thank you so
but
much.
But thank you
for
your
time. You have a blessed
day. I appreciate
you
doing this.
Thank
have a good
so
night.
Much. You too.
Be
safe. Bye-bye.